Jesus fucks.
Get ready for the miracle of Mega, a comedy podcast from the staff of a fictional mega church.
And not only does he fuck, but he's the best at it.
I'm Holly Loren.
And I'm Greg Hess.
Our characters, Hallie and Gray, welcome a new guest each week, played by some of the biggest names in comedy and podcasting.
Like Scott Aukerman, Lauren Lapkus, Paul Scheer, Jason Mantzoukas, Cecily Strong, and Duncan Trussell.
I just love to think about that, the light shining down on all those corpses in the water and Noah just going by and maybe a mom being like, please, we're running out of energy. Can you please let us on the boat?
It's completely improvised and it's devilishly funny.
Is there any question you have for us about, you know, what it means to live a life in Christ?
I guess, how much do you think is bullshit?
There's a new episode every Sunday.
Listen and subscribe to Mega, wherever you get your podcasts.
Best I ever had. Best I. Y'all can do it. Y'all can do it. Y'all sing along. You know what I'm saying? Here go. Jesus, you the best.
Jesus, you're the best.
You to be the best.
Jesus, you're Jesus, the best. You the be-
okay, never mind.
Best I ever had. Best wow. I ever had.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it? Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
And now we take you live to French Trump's weekly press conference.
Hello, it is I, French President Trump. I'm here for the weekly French President Trump press conference. I shall now take questions from the enemy of the people.
Mr. President.
Yes, you.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. Emmett Manning, New York Newsday. Sir, going forward in Joe Biden's debate prep, you're being played by a vuvuzela. What do your debate prep sessions look like?
I wear a leopard skin song and I swing in on a van. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News.
Hello, Tony. I would like to have a slice of your pizza right about now, Tony.
Thank you, Mr. President. The entire country has been humiliated by your performance in Tuesday night's debate. Did you prepare for it at all?
I did. I prepared very strongly for the debate, Tony. That's why I won. There's a lesson there for America's children. Don't let yourselves be indoctrinated and always prepare. Tony, do you want me to demonstrate how I prepared?
If you would like to, sir, but it's not necessary.
It's necessary to stop the communists that control Joe Biden. It is, Tony. So you start talking. I'll show you.
Mr. President, I really don't think it's appropriate
at this time.
There are other reporters that have questions
Chris
as well, sir.
60 minutes
please,
kid
sir,
can
let's
stop
move
more.
On. This,
and
this
Joe
just
Biden
really isn't
is
the
a
time.
Communist who eats Mao mix every day. Mao. Communists ask for it by name. Next question.
Mr. President.
Mr. Trump, please, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. President. Eddie Barrett, Cambridge Chronicle. As you know, sir, the New York Times has reported that you paid no federal taxes for 10 out of the last 15 years, and in two recent years, you paid only $750. Do you feel that that makes your demands that NATO countries pay their fair share ring a little hollow? Are you really the guy who should be talking about paying a fair share?
That is fake news. Fake news. Every time I buy a Big Mac, there is a tax on it. Do you have any idea how many Big Macs I've bought since I've been president? I have paid millions of dollars in taxes. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President. Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Emmett Manning again, New York Newsday. Sir, to follow up on what my colleague was asking, you could prove that the New York Times is incorrect simply by releasing your taxes. Why don't you do that?
I cannot release my taxes because I am under audit.
Oh, sir, the IRS has no such rule preventing you from releasing your taxes.
Well, then there must be another very good reason, like maybe they are in your mother's twat.
Oh, Mr. President, respectfully, sir, it is not okay to refer to my mother's twat in that manner.
Oh, really? It is not okay? Nothing is okay anymore. I have seen to that. I hope you are a presidential debate moderator. What I do to you will make it look like I was Chris 60 Minutes' kid's trusted caregiver. I will tie you up and shoot apples off your head with a bow and arrow. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Karen Von Carlson, OAN. If you'd like, Mr. President, I'm happy to slip your tax documents into my bosom. Give it the old Fawn Hall treatment.
Thank you, Karen. You are a patriot, but that will not be necessary. Next question. Next question.
Mr. President.
Yes, Tony. Your Honor.
Thank you again, Mr. President. Tony Romo with ABC News. You seem unable to disavow violent far-right extremist groups. Why is that, sir?
Do you mean your right as you are facing moi? Because that would be my left, and that would be Antifa. I hate Antifa. Next question.
Mr. President. Is it not true, sir, that left-handed people require special scissors, and that can be costly in our schools?
That is correct, Karen. Why can't we have you as a debate moderator? You are simply wonderful. You are the notorious KVC. Next question.
Mr. President.
Gracias, Mr. President. Antonio Montoya with Telemundo. Violent groups like the Proud Boys should really
I'm very proud of my boys. Don Jr. has practically tamed that woman who shouted to the empty room at the Republican convention. And Eric hasn't said a word about the money we got from the Russians since the Golf magazine interview.
No, sir. The Proud Boys.
I don't know them. Next question.
Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Tony Romo again with ABC News. How do you feel that the Proud Boys that very night began printing T-shirts and emblems bearing your instructions to them? Stand back and stand by.
That I was very upset by, because if Ivanka had not shut down her closing line, she could have made a lot of money making stand back and stand by dresses, stand back and stand by bags, and stand back and stand by shoes. One shoe could have said stand back, and the other could have said stand by. The chicks would love it. Next question. Mr. President.
Your Honor.
Mr. President, Antonio Montoya again. Have you forgotten that we have passed over 200,000 deaths from coronavirus?
I've not forgotten, but I was hoping you would. Next question.
Mr. President.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Eddie Barrett, Cambridge Chronicle. Do you, the President of the United States, really want to give tacit instructions to a violent gang?
Do you think it was too tacit? I hope they got it. How about this? Fellas, if I lose, wait to attack until I tell you. Wank, wank. Better?
Mr. President, I don't even know what you mean. Wank, wank?
You are an idiot. Wank, wank, you know. when I close just one eye, this press conference is over.
This has been a live broadcast of French Trump's weekly press conference.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.